WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The next step in hiring a new Bryan School District superintendent is underway.
District spokesman Brandon Webb says the board has online access to all 54 people who filed applications to the Texas Association of School Boards. TASB consultants will be meeting with the Board of Trustees on Wednesday. Webb says no recommendations were made by the consultant. The board could decide Wednesday night how many applicants will be interviewed. The superintendent search is the subject of one of four special meetings the Bryan Board's holding over the span of 8 days. Today at noon, the board resumes discussing additional transfer opportunities for high school students at Bryan High and Rudder. While the agenda labels the item as high schools of choice, Webb says there will continue to be transfer limits, and there are no plans to go to totally open enrollment. The two other special meetings are with the district's local state representatives, last Friday with John Rainey and this Friday with Kyle Cassell. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Local business recruiters continue to see positive feedback from the December trip to the Twin Cities by the Princess of Belgium. College Station Councilwoman Julie Schultz provided an update at the council's last meeting.
We had an update on our prospect list of companies that are interested in coming here, and our top three were three Belgian companies, which stems from the visit from the Princess about a month or so ago, and that was obviously a beneficial endeavor.
Schultz, one of College Station's representatives to the Research Valley Partnership Board, says the RVP's Talent Initiative Committee continues to monitor the agreement between Blinn College and the A&M system to provide workforce training. Cleaning crews spent the weekend at the TxSAGS building in College Station following a fire Friday afternoon.
The barbershop that's in the corner of our building, one of the barbers actually went and took a fire extinguisher and put it out for the most part. Then the fire department came in. Put a big hole in the building, but that's great because they extinguished everything.
TxSAGS President Brandon Jones says the fire started outside the building, but the cause is still under investigation.
There was kind of piles of trash back there, not ours. There's a corner of the building there that I think a lot of leaves and stuff like that kind of collect in. So that's all we know right now.
While the building was evacuated, Jones says no one was hurt. There's no impact to online operations of the Texas A&M sports blog because that's done in the cloud. And Jones says the TxSAGS radio and TV shows will be on air this morning. A College Station man who survived his truck striking a culvert and becoming airborne for 90 feet before hitting the ground and rolling is now in jail. 21-year-old Connor Griffin was arrested by College Station police for drunk driving and possessing two types of illegal steroids and hydrocodone. A Bryan man booked in the Brazos County Jail 34 times in 20 years returned for the first time in 6 years last Friday. 36-year-old Lester Gill was arrested following a search of his home located near Bonham Park before sunrise. According to the arrest report, Gill admitted making crack cocaine. In addition to drugs, police seized more than $13,000 in cash, a pickup, two large screen televisions, and numerous cell phones. A Bryan man accused of evading arrest from a Bryan policeman 2 weeks ago is in jail. According to the arrest report, police stopped chasing 30-year-old Justin Long on January 20th due to the department's pursuit policy. Long was caught last Thursday night by other officers and a U.S. Marshal in the area of 29th and Wild Oak. Long is also being held for violating probation on federal charges. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning about 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Good morning. It's 8:08, the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in the Brazos Valley. Let's check weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. The Kilgore Insurance Group. You can give them a call at 776-1900 or stop by their office, It's located on Harvey Road in College Station. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies out there through today, and breezy and mild temperatures into the mid-70s with a few scattered showers. Tonight, cloudy, mild, low 60s, a few showers at times. Morning clouds, then sunshine developing on Tuesday. It's going to be a warmer day, temperatures pushing 80, fair at night 55 to 60, mostly sunny and 72 to 76 on Wednesday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so today is the 6th. That means that we got Valentine's Day a day and a week and a day from now. And, and I'm annoyed here because, well, if you'll recall, a month ago, maybe a little longer, we wanted to have Cadbury
Oreo eggs.
Okay? And so, you know, we wanted the credit card, and so that's fine. And then Ben said, well, no, I have friends in Canada. And I can be in touch with them.
Right.
And they can get some here. And, oh, wait, then he comes back 2 days later and says, oh, guess what? They're going to be available in America.
Yeah.
Have you seen any?
No.
So we're not going to get special Canadian ones?
Well, we're not going to get any, I don't think.
Aww.
I mean, if I can find some in town, that's great.
Right.
I'll be glad to. I'll go buy some and we'll give them away. And, I mean, there are reports. I got a report here that was posted on January the 20th. America's about to find a new way to enjoy their most favorite cookie. But, yeah, it'll come in the form of one of Britain's most famous chocolates, the Cadbury Oreo egg.
Well, maybe
will
do you
soon roll out.
Soon. Maybe do you think in time for Easter?
That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem. If it doesn't, then we could have had something that nobody else would have had to give away to our listeners.
Ugh.
But I'm laying that right on him.
Yep.
I am laying that right on him.
I'm
so
with
we'll
you.
See.
Well, you know, I mean, the fact that they're bringing it over here must mean that it did pretty well over there.
Sure, that's fine. But the fact is, you don't want to get something afterwards. You
or they hated them and they want to get rid of the extra ones.
Could be that.
Send them to America.
That didn't work. That didn't work.
Either way, we want the exclusive here.
Yeah. Well, again, that's right. We want to be able to give you something nobody else. Early adopters. We want to help the early adopters out there.
Yeah.
But you know, to be honest with you, it does look a little much.
Does
just
it?
Just a little, a little
yeah.
much. Don't know. Anyway, I'm not a real big Oreo person. They're okay. I can kind of take them or leave them. But I like the concept of them doing that. It's just, we'll see. We're endeavoring, so we'll do the best we can. Hello.
Hey, good morning. It's Bruce. I was calling to see if you would just go ahead and give us Ben's phone number so we could all call him and talk to him about this issue.
You know, I'll do that in just a minute. I'll get right back to you. I'll give you his
And then, Bruce,
number.
I won't have a host of the show anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Then, you know, everybody else will have to get up early and come do this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so have you been to Target before? Sure you have.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
They've got those ginormous red balls in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those are bollards, basically. They're kind of cuter looking than the ones that we have at Northgate. But but they have, well, we have them there. We have them at the
right.
Bush Library.
Mm-hmm.
These are things, and you see them, they're all over the place. These are things, posts that are put up to keep cars from going where they're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Figure, if you will, a scene out of an Indiana Jones movie when the 2-ton cement ball got knocked loose from its stand in front of a Target in a store in New Jersey and rolled into traffic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And now Target doesn't want to pay for the damage that was caused by the ball rolling in there. A pickup truck hit the bollard. And I don't know how fast the truck was going. Don't know what kind of a speed you'd need to be able to do that. But it knocks this bollard loose and it rolls into the street in Paramus, New Jersey. Bumped into a car, as a matter of fact, when it rolled into the traffic and caused $3,500 damage.
Wow.
And Target's insurance company won't pay. Target says that the lady whose car was hit by this rolling red ball should go after the driver of the pickup truck. Police unable to make out the license plate of the truck, and the woman says she doesn't think the driver of the truck even realized that he'd knocked the ball loose, he or she. Kind of
well,
oopsie.
That doesn't...
Well, regardless, you're putting it all on the victim here.
Yeah,
oh, you need to go find. You need to take care of it.
No.
You need to do that. No, somebody else needs to do it.
Just they should take care of this and don't worry about the bad publicity.
$3,500, that's pocket change to Target.
Yeah.
I'm concerned a little bit about the truck driver. Do they have a lot of oopsies in their life?
I mean, exactly.
Do you hit the bollard and forget that that's what you did?
What do you mean? I don't think he realized he hit it. Oh, really?
Yeah. How do you not realize you hit a giant red
boulder?
Ball?
Guess because they drive around running into stuff a lot.
Right.
Not sure. Maybe they got those special bumpers that allows you to do that.
Hopefully they'll get his license plate number next time.
So tonight, let's see how it works with Jessica Alba and Tyra Banks as the guest advisors. A team creates demonstrations showcasing products from the Honest Company. That's right, Celebrity Apprentice, the new one. That's at 7 o'clock tonight, and this is the first episode back since the little verbal dust up between Arnold and the president.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember, because at the National Prayer Breakfast on Thursday, the president said maybe we should pray for Arnold.
And
Arnie
Arnold
came
said,
back in the afternoon.
How about
on
we
it.
Switch jobs?
Yeah. And that was pretty fun. All right, so are you going to try 24 Legacy? That came on after the Super Bowl last night, and so tonight is one of its regular episodes. Starts at 7 o'clock. I'm hoping that they – well, I captured last night's, but
okay.
For folks who didn't and want to get into this – because, again, 24 was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There was no doubt. It was a thing, and it's – so now it's coming back with a new person. There's no Jack Bauer, but that doesn't mean that Jack was the only person who could save the world. It's just we thought that was the case.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll, again, load up in the first 4 or 5 minutes for the people who missed number one.
I just have too many shows on my plate right now. You'll have to let me know.
Right behind that is one called APB.
Okay.
Justin Kirk, who you may know from the movie, from the shows Weeds and Tyrant, stars in this new police drama about a tech billionaire that decides to take over one of the police districts after witnessing his best friend's murder.
Oh.
And he develops an app called APB for police to use to better track suspects. Okay, it's based in Chicago.
Oh. No.
Now, you know, at one point it was good for Hawaii to have Hawaii 5-0 or movies, things like that that were based in their state because that's good for business.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, not so much.
Yeah.
Because we got, of course, you can go all the way back to Hill Street Blues, which was based in Chicago. But the Law and Order stuff, I mean, some of that goes in Chicago.
Well,
but
and even now you've got Chicago PD,
got Chicago
Fire,
right.
Chicago Med.
Yep. So now we're going to do this thing. We're going to do APB.
Which is basically like person of interest, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Kind of a technology thing. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Timeless is on tonight.
Ooh.
Lucy and Rufus chase Flynn through Paris in 1927 on the day that Charles Lindbergh completes his transatlantic flight.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be on NBC tonight at 9 o'clock, and you can see that if you want to. So did you see the picture of Shaquille O'Neal, who is 7'1",
yes.
With Simone Biles?
Yes.
4'8".
It looks Photoshopped.
It
and
does.
Mind you, she's in high heels.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
She's got little wedges on.
Okay.
Yeah. And she still comes up to, like, his belly button.
Doing the best that she could to maybe look tall didn't work so well, but it is. That's kind of
it's funny. It's
it
cute.
Is. It's fun to see that. All right, so Tony Dow, do you remember him? He was Wally Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Man, I don't know how old he is. He'll be starring in a new movie about Star Wars fans. Okay, we've taken it there now.
All right.
Not the movie itself, but now a movie about the fans. All right, he says The Lion Kings. Lion, that's L-I-N-E, Kings. You say it real fast, you think it's something else, but
The Lion
it's not.
Kings, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's a comedy about rabid Star Wars fans who camp out for 4 days on Hollywood Boulevard after Disney announces that the fans who are first in line will win walk-on roles in the movie. Of course, the backstabbing and jockeying for position in line is given in the film. It's scheduled to be filmed in late spring. That almost sounds like a direct-to-video movie, but once again, Tony Dow hadn't been doing a lot of work. But
yeah.
You're going to make a movie about people who are waiting in line to see a
Let
movie?
Let me tell you how fun lines are.
Yeah, and I was going to say, yes, you have a new respective there.
But, you
there.
Know, Jerry Seinfeld made a whole episode about walking through a parking garage.
Okay, it's 30 minutes, though.
Yeah.
It's not
a whole movie versus one episode.
True. Or in Chelsea's case, 4 hours of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so did you get to the point where, okay, did you get together with a group of people and y'all begin to crowd, or how did you interact with those people around?
Basically, well, I watched several people sneak through or even pay off a security guard let them in.
Oh.
Yes. Our thing was we weren't missing any golf at that point because golfers hadn't started coming through yet. So the only thing we were doing differently was standing in line versus being inside of this, you know, of the hole. But it gets to the point where it's about 2 hours and you're like, well, now I'm committed. Like, I can't leave because I don't know when we're going to. And that was the most frustrating part. There was no communication from the workers of when we were actually going to be let in. And so it was just like this unknown. And that's why it was really tough.
All right. Okay.
Luckily, the guys behind us were great. One was dressed like Ricky Fowler, full orange, like from top to bottom. He was pretty funny. We did have some very obnoxious drunk college kids ahead of us.
Imagine that.
Yeah,
that's
shocking. They bus in kids from ASU and U of A. And they start partying apparently many hours before they actually get there. So
it doesn't sound like it's a kid-friendly environment.
No, it's not. I did see a few children.
Sure, that doesn't mean that people won't bring
you
them probably, there.
Right, but yeah, at least that hole. Now, if you can get around elsewhere on the course, I'm sure it's fine.
Yep.
But 16, 17, and 18 are pretty nuts.
Yeah. Right. So. Okay. So I decided, I thought, you know, Scott, let's go ahead and just see if you can peek behind the scenes of the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
because Channel 13 said that they were always going to do this thing called, you know, the After Hours Party Super Bowl Report that would start at 10:35 after their news, and it would end at 11 o'clock. And they were supposed to show, this was, I guess, for the Thursday night party where Bruno Mars was performing. So I captured that. And so I flipped that on, and it's, 11:35, starts right on time. And 1 minute into it, they go to one of these program-length commercials about hair treatments, because it's programmed to block Channel 13 because we have a local ABC affiliate. See, that's the federal law.
Okay.
But they didn't check to see that actually Channel 13 was not televising network content. They were televising the party report that they were doing.
Mm.
But I didn't get to see it. So I tried. I really, really tried to find out more about this so we could talk about it today. So I'm sorry I failed you on that. But nonetheless, have you heard about Tom Brady's pajamas?
No.
All right. Under Armour has introduced some products. They did it at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, collectively known as the Athlete Recovery Sleepwear.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Now, Tom Brady supposedly wore these pajamas the night before the Super Bowl. He's a big believer in the power of sleep. As 2 years ago, it was reported that he regularly is in bed by 9 p.m. Under Armour says that Tom helped develop the new high-tech jammies, which are designed to help athletes or whoever happens to wear them feel more refreshed when they woke up because they slept better. Okay? In basic terms, the premise of the jammies is that the special fabric reduces inflammation, which helps the body recover quicker. If you want to get technical about it, it has to do with bioceramics and infrared wavelengths. Either way, you're paying $80 to $100 for the jammies.
PJs.
Yeah, really. Might be hard to quantify exactly how much Brady's sleep habits have contributed to his longevity, but he is, after all, 39 years old.
Yeah.
And
looks great.
Won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and had a pretty good
for the fifth time.
Yeah, pretty good day. So, just saying, they're out there. The technology is supposedly there. Well, and then also high oxygen environments, right? Isn't that something that you're supposed to be able to do if you sleep in a high oxygen environment, higher than normal? Then you'll be smarter or recover better. You heard that one? Michael Jackson used to do that.
Okay.
He slept in something that was like 100% oxygen or something.
Oh.
And so, don't know. Sometimes it makes your hair catch on fire when you're doing commercials. So.
Right.
All right. So what's the best way to sign off an email? The best way to sign off an email.
Cheers.
Well, okay. Now, and that's in the list. That's
I say
list.
Best.
Best. Okay. Mm-hmm. Best is in the list also. Or do you just not do a sign off?
Yeah. Especially if you have one of those like automated signatures.
Yep.
Which gives all your information,
sure.
You know, then it's kind of redundant
I actually
put your name.
Include a thanks in that.
Okay.
In my,
okay.
In my signature okay. above it, I put thanks just kind of in normal text. And then underneath is my picture of my like name and all the
okay.
info.
You'll be happy to know, Chelsea, that some etiquette experts say best is the best way.
Yes.
Yeah. But it really Woo. Depends on what your goal is.
True.
And if the goal
True.
Is for you to get a person to respond, the best sign-off is thanks in advance.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at 350,000 email threads. The common sign-offs and the response rates, really not that much difference. The top one was at 65%. The bottom one was 51%.
Okay.
But again, this is to get people to take action. Okay?
Or the I look forward to hearing from you.
That can work.
Line. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for it. Thanks in advance was number one at about 65.7%. Then came a simple thanks, then thank you, then cheers. And again, to show that the difference, cheers is in at 54%, so that's still within 10% of what the top is. Kind regards, if
okay.
you've ever done that
mm-hmm.
one. Regards, just that. Best regards, and then best. Those are the way that they go. But again, from an etiquette standpoint, best is number one, but if you're trying to get action, then you may
gotcha.
Not get action from that word mm-hmm. because that is... After all, just a sign-off.
Right,
which
right.
is okay. So now, mentioning the parties, did you hear anything about Taylor Swift's performance?
I no. heard it was really good.
Yeah, 90 minutes,
mm-hmm.
17 songs, including two that she'd never done before. Word is Saturday's performance is the only time she will play live. The entire
really?
Year.
Really?
The entire year?
Wow.
So just saying, if you're
a fan. She's still taking a break, man.
Yeah, if you're a fan, then maybe a little while before that happens.
Yeah.
All right, it's 8:26.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Out bluffing poker's pros. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. It's been 20 years since the supercomputer Deep Blue beat world champion Garry Kasparov at chess. Since then, artificial intelligence has moved on to more complex challenges. Now, a computer program called Libratus has finally bested the world's top professional poker players at Heads Up No Limit Texas Hold'em in a whirlwind tournament.
In all of the other games that have been tackled, this is the last one standing. It has 10 to the power of 160 different situations that the player can face. That's bigger than the number of atoms in the universe.
Carnegie Mellon's Tuomas Sandholm says the mathematical algorithms built into Libratus take into account the bluffing and uncertainty inherent to poker, which could also make them useful in business negotiations, cybersecurity, and military planning. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Alphabet's Google is selling its satellite business to competitor Planet Labs for shares in the startup. Under the deal, Planet would acquire Google's satellite imagery Terabella unit and its 7 satellites in orbit. In exchange, Google would get a stake in Planet and agree to purchase satellite images from the company for 5 years. The companies declined to disclose further details of the deal, which requires regulatory approval. Tiffany says CEO Frederick Krumenol is stepping down, and the luxury jeweler is starting a search for a new leader to reverse a prolonged sales slump. For now, company chairman Michael Kowalski will take over as CEO. Tiffany said its board is committed to its current core business strategies, but has been disappointed by recent financial results. Tiffany says it needs to accelerate its execution to improve its performance. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher after stocks posted broad gains on Friday, with the Dow up 186 points. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
The old Chinese phrase, "May you live in interesting times," was not a proverb. It was meant as a curse. This brings me to Snapchat. Kim Commando with your Monday digital consumer tech update. Just 5 years ago, three young guys cooked up Snapchat, a new social media idea. Take a snapshot, text it, and in a few seconds, the photo disappears. Only it never really worked. Teens are Snapchat's biggest customers, spending an average of 25 minutes a day using it. The current fad is to snap a photo to friends at least once a day. They call it a streak. My teenager streak is at 201 days, unbroken. Snapchat has never been profitable. In 2016 alone, it lost more than $500 million. But Wall Street predicts that at its IPO, investors will fix Snapchat's value at, get this, $20 to $25 billion. Not bad for a fad. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
We all benefit from eating healthy, but when the time is tight, it always comes down to takeout or eating out. Until now. Introducing HelloFresh, the most delicious recipes. The healthiest, freshest ingredients, just the right quantities with step-by-step directions delivered straight to your door. Hello Fresh, Hello Easy. To get $20 off your first box, go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is interest in the open job of Bryan School District Superintendent.
The application period, which closed last Monday, generated 54 prospects. Consultants with the Texas Association of School Boards, which is administering the search process, will be meeting with the board Wednesday night. District spokesman Brandon Webb says TANSBY did not offer any recommendations. The board has scheduled a discussion of applicants, and the agenda includes possible board action on approving the number of applicants who will be interviewed. Webb says the board has online access to all 54 applications. That's one of four special meetings of Bryan School Board scheduled over an eight-day period. Last Friday and this Friday, there are meetings with state lawmakers, John Rainey last Friday and this Friday with Kyle Cassell. Today at noon, the board continues talking about more options for high school students. The agenda item labeled High Schools of Choice does not call for total open enrollment. Webb says the plans to discuss additional transfer opportunities at Rutter and Bryan High. Today's meeting also includes an executive session, but Webb says it is not about the lawsuit former Superintendent Tommy Wallace filed against the district and the Attorney General's office to prevent the release of documents related to his departure last year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan police are responding to repeated thefts of street signs in the neighborhood north of the Northgate District. After city employees replaced a post and signs at Falk and Aspen, a uniformed officer was in an unmarked vehicle when he reported seeing someone at 2 in the morning on Saturday grab the replacement pole and use his body weight to damage it. According to the arrest report, the 21-year-old said he saw others take signs and made a poor decision while walking home after having a few drinks in Northgate. The man with no prior arrests in Brazos County is out on bond and was charged with criminal mischief. Bryan police conducted a search of a home near Bonham Park before sunrise Saturday morning, according to the arrest report. After officers found crack cocaine, they seized more than $13,000 in cash, numerous cell phones, two large screen televisions, and a 2005 model pickup. 36-year-old Lester Gill, who admitted making the drugs, was arrested on charges of manufacturing the crack and attempting to flush two baggies of drugs. CPS was notified of a small child who was in the home at the time of the search. A College Station woman was arrested yesterday at a residence on Kane Road after police saw her forcing a 12-year-old child's mouth against an outdoor running water faucet. According to the College Station police report, the victim, who appeared to have severe difficulty breathing and was trying to get away from the suspect, was transported to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, treated and released. The officer was able to remove 31-year-old Stephanie Ragnon from the victim without incident. She was arrested for injury to a child. The Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency continues to monitor workforce training in Brazos County. College Station Councilwoman Julie Schultz, one of the city's representatives on the RVP board, provided an update at the council's last meeting.
We're still working on the talent initiative, the workforce initiative. This group, even though we've got this agreement with Blinn and Texas A&M, they're still monitoring that and looking at what all is going to be offered through those programs, making sure there's not any holes in our community that needs job training.
Schultz also said three Belgian companies continue to show an interest in the Twin Cities, something attributed to last December's trade mission led by Belgium's Princess Astrid. And College Station fire investigators continue to investigate the cause of a fire Friday afternoon outside the Texags building across George Bush from the Texas A&M football practice fields. Texags President Brandon Jones says a barber located in their building used a fire extinguisher to take out most of the fire. Jones says there's no impact to the online operations of the Texas A&M sports blog because that's done in the cloud.
Now, had it been during the radio show, I'm sure we would have continued that show on cell phones or something like that. So, but everybody's safe and operations are continuing as normal.
The fire started outside the building where Jones says there are piles of yard waste and trash that does not belong to Texags. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. Find more news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What's the difference between getting your license and becoming a safe driver? At Safeway Driving, know it's the number of hours spent training behind the wheel. That's why we offer a variety of packages to train drivers of all skill levels. Getting a license is not a rite of passage. It's a learned skill, and just like any other skill, it takes hours of practice to hone. It's time to take your driver training seriously and take it with Safeway Driving. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8373. 72.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sets.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
839. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies out there through today, and breezy and mild temperatures into the mid-70s with a few scattered showers. Tonight, cloudy, mild, low 60s, a few showers at times. Morning clouds, then sunshine developing on Tuesday. It's going to be a warmer day, temperatures pushing 80, fair at night 55 to 60, mostly sunny and 72 to 76 on Wednesday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Time to talk about what's going on in the arts. Chris Dyer here from the Arts Council. Good morning.
We have a very unique set of guests today. It's a relatively new affiliate of the Arts Council who's doing really unique work in the Brazos Valley, and this is Water Theater.
Okay, Water Theater. Alex, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Tell me what's so different about this.
So This Is Water Theater is the only only professional theater in the College Station Bryan area, and it's such an incredible theater to work with.
Now, how do you choose? How many performances do you have? Have you started your season, or where are
we? Yes, we already started our season. So we just completed Complete Works of William Shakespeare.
And
The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, abridged revive.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say you're still going, right?
Yeah.
It would take a while, right?
Yeah, and so the next show that we have up is a 10-minute play festival called Skinny Dipping with Our Clothes On.
Okay, now what's your position with the...
I'm the marketing director.
Okay, very good. And then Michelle, you're here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank
good.
You.
And what is your position with the group?
I am the managing director for This Is Water.
Well, give us a little history about the theater.
Well, I've been with the company since the beginning. Andrew Robler is the artistic director. He and I have been working together for about 5 or 6 years and kind of built this company from the ground up. We really wanted to bring in theater into the community here that was outreach to students, kind of more applicable plays that they could kind of get used to, something a little bit more edgy sometimes, things that really make you think. We like doing shows that you walk away, you know, thinking more about yourself, about the world around you.
So how do you make your selections?
We have gone through multiple selections. A lot of the times we like to do new work. We like to get new authors and new playwrights and perform their work. We put out a play selection from across the world. We've gotten playwrights in from New Zealand, Australia, Ireland, and we just kind of cull through a bunch of different plays and select the ones that mean the most to us that season.
Alex, how many performances are we going to have this year, and where could people find out information about that?
So we're going to have
four shows coming up. So
okay.
We have a 10-minute play festival that's coming up February 8th through the 18th, and that is performed at our Watershed Garage, which is off of Longmire and 2818. We're kind of in that industrial mall with Fastenal and Scuba.
Okay, sure.
And then we have another show coming up in April called Serpents and Sea Sprays,
mm-hmm.
And that runs for 3 weeks. And then we have another intern show that opens in June. We are still working with that play. And then we have another show called Coping, which will open in June, July time.
Okay, and I don't know which of y'all is best to answer this, but how is this theater different than other theaters that we have here in Bryan College Station that is professional?
We classify ourselves as the first professional theater because we want to pay our artists. We believe that theater, you're very dedicated to this work, and we want to be able to financially provide for them. And so we kind of classify ourselves as professional for the monetary funds that we give to them because we require a lot of time and a lot of work that that we want to make sure that we have one of the, you know, a very positive and good performance by everybody involved, those
certainly
designers and actors.
Alex, community theater means the community's involved, but yes, the same situation here. You need volunteers, you need help there.
Yeah, so we have our ensemble. At the beginning, Andrew kind of picks the actors that we'll be working with for the entire season, and within each play, he'll choose from the ensemble which actors he's going to want for each show. And then we have the same design team for the season, and that's kind of just how we go about.
Okay, and if they want some more information, where's the website?
Thisiswatertheater.com.
Okay, easy enough. Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming in this morning. What else do you have going on here in the arts?
Always a lot. We just came off a very successful Boots and Barbecue. We couldn't have gotten better weather.
You're right.
That's a mouthful. Yeah. And then so all our focus right now is going into our Empty Balls Junior event, which you guys are helping us out with, and we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. That's on Saturday, February 25th, out at Prosperity Bank on East University Drive. So get ready for that, and we're going to start talking about that quite a bit. And that's 11 to 2, I believe, out there. And then we have a great Brazos Valley Art League show at the Art Center on Dartmouth. Probably 70 different artists from all over the state are there. So it's really unique. You can find something you like for sure.
If they want some more information,
acbv.org.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
After my pregnancy, I started getting spider and bulging veins in my legs. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
The caring professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million procedures, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are pain-free for the first time in years. I can wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Call to schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. 800-995-2929. 800-995-2929. That's 800-995-2929.
I found a fascinating website recently called Obscura Atlas. It feeds us pretty much what the name suggests: obscure places around the globe, and one feature focuses on Hearn. Yeah, our Hearn. And it boasts of being the crossroads to Texas, and that's pretty accurate, with Highway 6 crossing with Highway 79 and the cross tracks of the railways. But the focus of this feature is the cemetery of one grave that sits in the middle of Wheelock Street near the intersection of Cypress in Hearn. Yep, there under a massive oak tree lies the body of Holly Tatnell. Cars pass to both sides of Mama Tatnell's final resting place, and here's the story. Holly was born in 1859, a slave in Texas, and when she passed in 1911, she was buried in Hearn Cemetery that then was called the Colored Cemetery. It allegedly had indeed originated as a slave burying ground, and the cemetery closed a year later, so you see, Holly was one of the last buried there. So fast forward 35 years to 1947, when the story goes that real estate developers purchased the land, and they forced out the families of color in the neighborhood. And those families were forced to exhume and rebury the remains of their loved ones, their ancestors, in the cemetery. But one family refused to budge. Bravo for you, Holly Tatnell's children, Georgia and Andrew. The developers were eager to move forward, so they constructed a median around Holly's diagonal grave. And as proof of their triumph, the story goes, the Tatnell children placed a second marker on their mother's grave in addition to her original headstone, which simply said, "Come ye blessed." The second read, "To the memory of our mother, Holly Tatnell, 1859 to 1911. And below that, the names Mrs. Georgia E. Carter, Washington, D.C., Andrew L. Hunter, M.D., Marlin, Texas." Now, we assume that those are the people who placed the second marker. Now, in 2007, the median also received a sign from the Texas Historical Commission denoting it as a historic Texas cemetery, despite only containing the remains of one person, Mama Holly. "This single grave," it reads, "serves as a reminder of the area's early African-American community and of the sanctity of burial grounds. So amid the traffic at the corner of Wheelock and Cypress in Hearn, may you forever rest in peace, Holly Tatnell. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Ruffino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interest before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
849, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I believe Chelsea is off doing her other paper route. We'll chat with her in a little while. Using
the Andrew Nelson microphone.
Yes, ooh, you are, as a matter of fact. Well, or actually, also the Ed Spillane microphone. Ed is of some height, the College Station municipal judge. He was in. He's about 6'1", I guess. And so anyway, it works so nicely.
Still just not sure how these things adjust. Okay. I know that you guys have pointed it out to me multiple times.
The idea is it should come up front. What you're uncomfortable with is your years in radio, you had to have the microphone right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you think about it.
You still do.
Well, no, when you were emceeing the Economic Outlook Conference, the microphone is not that close to your mouth. It's down low, but it is in front of you. This one is very similar to that. It can have that kind of a situation.
I guarantee you that listening in HD or anywhere else, the audience can tell that I have moved off axis right there.
Okay.
And as I come slowly back onto axis again, move off axis.
No. Again. All right. So, bring it back up. Now, lower the microphone down as you continue to talk.
Testing
and,
one,
and
two, three, four, five,
and tilt it back
four,
up
five,
towards
six,
your
seven,
mouth
eight,
as you do that.
This
no,
is,
and tilt
are,
it back.
You are hallucinating.
I'm orally hallucinating. How do you like
this? It's actually a comedic technique known as going off mic.
That's right.
That's
so anyway.
Yeah.
So I think Chelsea's joined us now.
I'm back. Yep.
Yeah. So
do we know how much of Gaga's bit last night actually was live and how much was Memorex?
All the singing was live. The stuff in the sky was pre-recorded.
Where she's standing in the sky?
Yes.
She was on top of the
roof.
She
was on top of the roof.
Yeah, okay. So when she dove off in the world's best Superman dive.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that was a part I thought, woo.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I thought that was kind of awkward looking.
That had to be an adrenaline rush, though, you know?
Yeah.
And then they land you right on the platform, which was pretty good.
Wait. You're telling me that the jump was live?
Yeah.
No, I think the jump, because that was from the shot where she was standing on the roof. I think that was all pre-recorded. She did descend from the roof.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet she descended from the roof. Willing to bet also that Northwest Mutual Southwestern Life was never going to allow Miss Giamatto to dive from the roof.
Okay. So indeed. In stadium, you just saw her start
appear.
Propelling.
She appeared. Yeah. Yeah, she okay. began descending, if
Meh.
You will.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's okay. You know,
I want to know where she jumped at the end.
Yeah,
like what
she
pit
jumped
she
out
landed
of
in.
Yeah, she jumped out of the shot.
And she caught something.
She landed with the oxygen mask is where she landed.
That's where. Hello.
The jump from the roof and the drones were recorded 1 week earlier because of the security around
the no-fly zone.
Yeah, the no-fly thing. Got it. Okay,
hey,
thanks.
Not to take anything away from it, I've seen recorded that was a lot less interesting than that show. That was just great.
Yeah, she
and
did.
And
yeah.
The thing with the drones, okay, good for them. They won that one. That was pretty darn amazing.
Well, and the songs that she chose were not bad either to begin the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine.
You know, she did all that. So
they're trying real hard to make it political, though, I've noticed. And
well,
I don't think it was that.
Well, someone texted in and asked what was more political, the halftime show or the commercials. I didn't think the halftime show was political at all.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, Audi, the car for victims.
Yeah. Well, I've seen things that say stuff like, here there was a hidden message, a hidden agenda message, hidden. Or whatever.
Look,
just enjoy the show, people.
Right?
But there what now?
Having Lady Gaga sing "God Bless America" is good enough for me, buddy.
Yeah,
that's
a victory.
Me.
Right.
Did
there.
You see the monks and the avocado?
Yes.
The monks
secret
are all
society.
Together. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How can we be a secret society if we can't keep all of our secrets?
Do they know we faked the moon landing?
No, not yet.
Or that there are only 49 shades of gray?
They're suspicious, but that's not what I'm talking about.
What about Bigfoot?
Bigfoot's not real and everyone knows that.
Did they figure out we deflated the footballs?
No, we found a fall guy for that one.
Bigfoot's definitely real.
Nope. We just have to agree to disagree.
What about Area 51? Do they know about that?
No.
How about Area 52 to 54?
Oh, stop saying areas. No areas plus a number.
Literally hundreds of photos of Bigfoot.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw him once. Wait, Bigfoot? I'm getting it wrong. Paul Bunyan?
Point is, someone is leaking this stuff.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you, Ann.
I've seen his footprint when I was
Scott! What they do know is that avocados from Mexico have good fats.
So they know they're healthy.
They know everything. Kyle, are you streaming this?
Is that okay?
No, it's not cool. That's what secret means. It's a secret society.
Secret. Yeah. Hey, I got a like.
You got a like?
That was me.
I like you too.
That's the greatest commercial I've ever heard.
Isn't that bad?
So is that a longer one that you found?
Yeah,
okay,
I did.
Okay.
I found it was a little bit longer.
Because the one last night was funny, but it definitely didn't have all of that.
But then they do a thing about, do they know about subliminal advertising? Then on comes Sean Levitz, goes, eat them! And then they're all around the avocados.
Wow, I'm not looking at you, Anne.
Yeah.
Would you?
And avocados did stuff last year, too, I think.
Yeah.
So they're really trying to push that.
Pistachios, too. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But still, isn't Green Police your favorite?
Oh, yeah.
The Green Police.
Yeah, it is.
And that was an Audi.
It was.
You don't have to be a victim to buy an Audi.
No, you don't. No, it helps.
But it helps.
It helps, yeah. Right. But anyway, all right, well, let me knock some commercials out. Then we're going to talk Oreos because, you know, that's been an epic fail.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
The Tony Award-winning musical Fiddler on the Roof is coming to the Theater Company of Bryan College Station. Enjoy the tradition that has been hailed as the most popular stage musical in history. And you don't have to be a rich man to enjoy this production. Fiddler on the Roof opens Friday, February 17th with performances running 3 weekends. Go to theatercompany.com for tickets. Fiddler on the Roof is underwritten by David M. Watson of the Principal Financial Group. The Theater Company on Villa Maria behind Joanne Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
Black politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, this is Mark down at Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to push the limits of productivity. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer at 0% for 48 months, plus a powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking power, you'll be able to power through any job. Learn more about our John Deere commercial worksite equipment at cptractor.com. Offer ends 2/28/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Tired of playing chauffeur for your team, but you're not sure how you're going to be able to fit driver's education in with their busy school schedule? Well, with Safeway Driving, you no longer have to wait until summer to get your teen on the road to driving safely. Safeway's online courses saves parents 32 trips to the driving school and allows students to work at their pace and on their schedule. With the highest trained instructors in the state, you'll have the peace of mind that comes from knowing your student is getting the best driving training in the industry. Enroll today online, SafewayDriving.com, or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8375.
So it's hard to come up with new and different ideas. My God, it's so hard to do that. That's what makes this job so difficult. Mm-hmm. I wake up every morning going, oh, my
Here,
my
have heavens. A raise,
yes,
Scott.
Right, I'm sorry. Anyway, so we tried to come up with the idea of these Cadbury eggs. We thought that'd be cool, these Cadbury eggs.
Great giveaway.
Shoved full of Oreos, but most importantly, not available in U.S. America.
Just couldn't
I was
get them
listening
here.
To Allison Krauss today. That's a great, very talented young woman.
Is she? I don't know what that has to do with the fact that I asked Chelsea to go get the credit card.
It doesn't.
I know. To be able to buy these eggs available in Canada. He said, I've got a friend in broadcasting
friends,
in Canada.
I've got friends.
Yeah,
look, it's Elvis.
Yeah. And then
quick. Get his autograph.
He comes back and texts me, oh, the eggs are going to be available in U.S. America.
Well, that took all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
All of your expert subject changing isn't working here, Mr. Yeah. Downs.
So they'll get here eventually.
Brett.
But they're not going to be here.
Did
for
you say
Valentine's
expert,
Day.
Brad?
Expert. I don't know. We could check.
I'm sorry. Is it really not available? Could we not?
eBay or Amazon?
Amazon.
Okay, let's go to Amazon and see because we found out they're
we
still losing money.
We need to check
money.
About HEB. HEB has everything.
No, I know they don't. I saw Rich on Friday.
And he doesn't have any.
I am seeing him on eBay, but let me try Amazon.
You did not ask Rich White about Cadbury stuffed
eggs. I saw him, and I talked to him, but I didn't ask him about that.
All right, we can get him on Amazon.
All right. How soon?
I mean,
before they're available here in the States?
I don't know. It doesn't say it's they look available.
I mean, I was going to say, I guess technically if you can get them on Amazon, you can get them in the States.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys eat the ones that you order off of Amazon.
Are you fearful of that?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm a bit concerned about the efficacy of the food products you buy through the mail on Amazon.
Get it as soon as February 28th.
Oh, see.
Okay. Ooh, okay. See, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks after
the rollout.
So
yeah.
It's not all my. It's my fault for overpromising, but it's not my fault.
Or under-delivering.
Under-delivering. Right. I was in charge of under-delivery that day.
Okay, that's fine. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW, College Station. Right.